Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Shall we lift up our hands to heaven? Let us all lift up our hands to heaven and acknowledge Jesus for the privilege we have to be in his presence this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. From the testimonies we had this morning, it's clear that the Almighty God is in our midst. Whatever arrow of the enemy may have been shot at your destiny, these 3-4 pre-Shiloh encounters will rewrite your story. Every age-long spell on anyone's life here, by the testimony you have heard today, in the midst of the high praises, they will all be averted supernaturally. Today marks the end of your journey in Egypt. And I welcome you to your land of promise. In the precious name of Jesus. Lord, breathe upon your word today and let our praises ascend unto heavens. Let your glory descend upon the earth. Let everyone again today return with testimonies. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, please. Experiencing the wonders of praise. Many people have heard many things. They have seen quite a few things, but they have handled very few, very little. John said, the things that we have heard, the things that we have seen, and the things that our hands have handled. The things that our hands have handled. That our daughter testifying today, I am now a married woman. A hand as hand did it. That man came up and said, high blood pressure disappeared. His hand as hand did it. So talking about experience, he's talking about what your hands will hand do. You'll find it there. And I believe today, somebody's going with something in his hand back home. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? So the series for the month is titled Experiencing the Wonders of Praise. Going beyond hearing, going beyond readings, going beyond revelations, moving into tangible manifestations. Experiencing the wonders of praise. What is in praise? What does it look like? I want to experience the tangibility of the treasures in praise. Praise is one of the most powerful spiritual weapons, yet many don't know. Those who know have not really experienced it, and it's not just praise that works, it's high praises that works. It's not just praise that works, it is high praises that works. That daughter of Abraham said, I strip myself naked every night and dance before the Lord. You made me, now recreate me. And God heard her. High praises. Wild praises. And God is not a respecter of culture. The Bible is not west, it's not east. The Bible is heavenly. You either line up with it or you don't see it. Somebody asked me, why don't we see much miracles in America? I said, you don't operate on the keys that provoke the supernatural. You don't. Somebody was deaf 17 years in Port Harcourt. Every time you talk to her, she had to turn the other ear because her eardrums was damaged. But during this last night, the Hosanna night, she danced, they said she was dropping with sweat when she was giving the testimony. One mighty wind rushed into the air, recreated the eardrums. Hearing soundly, closed this one completely and the other one sound. New eardrum delivered by the powerful high praises. That's what brought us here. White praises. Nonsensical praise. The kind of praise they say, are they mad? It is our madness that has resulted into our greatness. What a positive madness that is. Our madness has resulted into this greatness. I got a strange call yesterday, and then one of the top government officials visited Goshen, our new campus in our new church campus. You know, we built church campuses. Our new church campus in Abuja. And he screamed, he called me on phone. He said, no, we don't need any other building to run a university here. That there are no universities of this magnitude. I mean, he was shouting. You know, it's for church only. Biblical madness, we always culminate into greatness. What do I call it? I want to show some little madness here this morning. Because that will be the master key to your greatness that is being held down. I want to just introduce some madness, biblical madness. Revelation provoked madness. Just see what it is and then walk in it. Experiencing the wonders of praise. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11, which is the scriptural anchor for the theme of the month, it defines the spiritual treasure and praise. Who is like unto thee, O God? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, doing wonders. But very important to know that in the kingdom, things only work when your spirit is engaged. Because in John chapter 4 and verse 24, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. Only things done in spirit and in truth moves God. You shall seek for me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. It is engaging your spirit man as you obey the truth that moves God to show himself. In Isaiah 29, verse 13, he said, these people move near me with their mouth, and with their tongue do they honor me, but their fear towards me is taught by the precept of man. Their heart is far from me. Their heart is far from me. So my hand is far from them. Because it is with your heart that you can touch heaven. It's only with your spirit you can move heaven in your favor. But their heart is far from me. Isaiah 26 and verse 9, it says, with my whole heart, my soul have I desired thee in the night, and with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. With my soul will I seek thee, with my whole spirit within me. And then your hand will be stretched forth, and everyone will see that God is at work. It is the engagement of your spirit that provokes the manifestation of his hand on your life. I, God, I search the heart and I try the reins to determine what I do with any life. So it is how much your spirit is involved in obeying the truth that determines how much of his hand you are entitled to see. Experiencing the wonders of praise. What is in praise? The number one treasure in praise is the manifest presence of God. Say with me, manifest presence. God is present everywhere, but he does not manifest himself everywhere. Wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there in the midst of them. I'm always present. But that's different from his manifest presence. As they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushmen against their enemy, and they were all smitten, and not one of them escaped. That's manifest presence. Second Chronicles 22 and Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 24. As they began to sing, Second Chronicles 20, verse 22 to 24. As they began to sing and to praise, God was aroused to manifest himself. And he set them against one another. And after they were done, they faced themselves and cleaned out themselves. And not one of them escaped. God's manifest presence was provoked by their praise. Was provoked by their praise. And when God shows up, oppositions bow out. When God shows up, everlasting doors are opened. Everlasting gates lift up their heads. He said, lift up your heads, ye gates, And ye everlasting doors, be ye lifted up, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. He's the King of glory. Lift up your heads, ye gates, and ye everlasting doors, be ye lifted up, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. So praise is the gateway to experiencing the manifest presence of God, which will always make the difference in anybody's life. What we saw at the Hosanna night, about 64 instant miracles, is the manifest presence of God in action. The manifest presence of God in action. And God is showing up again this morning. The wilder your praise, the greater its manifestations. The wider your grace, your praise, I have heard testimony, you have heard it here. The stronger the praise, the stronger its manifest presence. Years ago in Kaduna, one Air Force officer came in to drop some of his friends, and he happened to be a Muslim. And then high priest was going on in church, a little church. After he dropped them, he was to go back, but he just stayed in the car for a while. Then he came and then peeped. And then he was smitten. He fell down. And not only fell down, he was saved by force. He began speaking in tongues on the spot. That is, in the midst of praise, the Savior showed up and saved him by himself and filled him by the Holy Ghost. And they got him to the car and drove him home. The wife said, hey, I don't know what they have given him. They have charmed him. Because he was speaking in tongues uncontrollably. Trying to calm down the wife, it was difficult. So they put a tape, a music tape to be playing. Fire fell on the wife. Amen. The whole house was saved. Can I hear your amen? Now, just the manifest presence of God. I'd like you to watch out for that this morning. The manifest presence of God. We were praising God in one of those great services, and then a woman had a domestic fire accident in the kitchen, and all her body was burnt, and she couldn't stand up to praise. And then in the midst of the praise, an invisible guest came by and said, rise up and embrace me. And as she rose up to embrace the invisible guest, all the effect of the fire burns disappeared. On the spot, there was no go come. It disappeared on the spot. I'm talking about provoking the manifest presence of God through high, wild praises. Wild praises. And I mean doing it with understanding. He says, sing ye praises with understanding. For the Lord, he said, God is gone up with a shout. He said, the Almighty with the sound of the trumpet. He said, sing ye praises, for God, sing ye praises. For God is King of all the earth. Psalm 47, verses 6 and 7. For God is King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. I like you to understand that. Praise is not an entertainment. The charismatics have a problem. They have a problem. You know, we have a guest. He's going to just entertain us. That's what they want to say. So come and entertain us. And then he comes out half dressed, half naked. You see, I'm a music minister. And I my job is to entertain God's people. Enter what? You are playing with what can raise the dead. Sing ye praises with understanding. How many want to experience the manifest presence of God this morning? How many want to experience the manifest presence of God this morning? Sing ye praises with understanding. Understand that it's not a religious form of entertainment. When the minister stood in the temple, the glory of God came down. They were not entertaining. They were provoking the manifest presence of God. Paul and Silas sang praises, and the prisoners heard them, and God showed up. Their chains fell off. Now, it's an immediate, come and say immediately. Immediately. Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. Paul and Silas were shut up in the prison, and they prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And the Bible said, and suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, I'd like you to get ready for sudden and immediate manifestation of Jesus for your long-awaited deliverance this morning in the name of Jesus. And immediately all the doors were open. Wherever the devil has shut you in, the doors are opening this morning. And everyone's band was loosed. Everyone. That includes you. All the two of them that sang praises with madness had their bands loosed. Somebody's bands is loosening up today. Can I hear your loudest amen? No matter how long that chain has been there, it's giving way today finally. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. It's giving way finally today. It's giving way finally today. No matter how long it has been there, he said, and immediately, everyone's band was loosed. Manifest presence of God. You were dancing like that in the old church, and then someone had a child that had a growth in the forehead, and dance, and by the time she looked at the head, the growth has disappeared. It was a 50-50 chance of surgery, but Jesus carried it out in the midst of praise. I don't care what 50-50 chance you may have been given by any doctor, Jesus is clearing it out this morning. God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 22 and verse 3. Or God manifests himself in the praises of his people. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God will always show up in the midst of the praises of his people to do his works, his strange works, and to perform his art, his strange acts. Therefore, let the people praise thee, O God. Let other people praise thee. Let the nations rejoice and be glad. Let the people praise thee, O God. Then shall the earth yield our increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Something's happening here today. Whatever doors of favor may have been shut against you, those doors are reopening right now. As I close, we have the story of this Herodias' daughter in Mark chapter 6, beginning from verse 21. And she danced and pleased Herod well. She danced and pleased Herod well. And Herod said, come on here. He said, whose daughter is that? Because she didn't know her. You don't need to have a title. You don't need to have a name. If you dance and please him well, he will send for you. He said, ask me anything whatsoever thou will, and I will give thee, even to the half of my kingdom. She asked what the king was sorry about, but the king had no choice but to do it. But remember, the same word came to Esther. Ask me anything. And that was a high illustration of the power of praise. The royal apparel that brought him to the king's presence. And ask me anything to the half of my kingdom. And it's done. So Mark chapter 6 and Esther chapter 5 are saying the same thing. Ask me anything to the half of my kingdom. And it's yours. I will share my kingdom with you half. Favor located by praise. Favor is locating someone here by praise today. I mean that this week, calls of favor will be ringing on your phone. This week, knocks of favor will be answering on your doors. Whatever may have been tied down in your life, it is finally released today. The same day she danced, or the same day Herod sent, pointed at her, ask me anything. The same day that Esther put on her royal apparel was the same day the king pointed a golden scepter in her direction, ask me anything. Today, that golden scepter is pointing in somebody's direction. That looks like you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. So today we shall be engaging in judgmental praise. What do I call it? Judgmental praise. Whatever we refuse your going, we go down for you. Whatever won't let you go must go down finally today. Whatever is refusing your going must go down for you today. Psalm 149 and verse 6 to 9. We are embarking on judgmental praise. Today, everything mocking you will be turned into a mockery. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. And what will happen? To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written, dishonor of all his saints, praise ye the Lord. So it is God's medium for executing judgment against your adversaries. So all principalities and powers challenging your destiny, they are coming down finally today. Agents of the devil working against your destiny, today is declared a day of vengeance for them. You remember I said in that place, let them praise him in the dance. In the dance. Psalm 149. Let them praise him in the dance. And he will beautify the meek with salvation. Whatever is ugly around anybody's life, today is your day of divine beautification. God, he said, let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise unto him with the timbrel and harp. David danced with all his might, and God turned his mocker into a mockery. Today, your high praises and your mad dance will turn your adversaries into mockeries. Everything arrayed against this commission today, as we engage in high praises, God will turn his hand against our adversaries. Everything that is fighting against your destiny, with your high praises, God will turn his hand against your adversaries. In Exodus chapter 22 and verse 18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Exodus 22 verse 18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Why? So he won't have opportunity to bewitch again. If you catch a witch, kill him. Kill her. Thou shalt not allow a witch to live. So as we engage in high praises with our spirit actively involved, with our expectations actively intact, everyone bewitching your destiny dies today. So we are not dancing for fun. We are dancing to secure destiny. We are dancing to secure destiny. That's why he says, sing ye praises with understanding. His manifest presence is the solution to your problems, is the answer to your questions. But should there be oppositions, and there are always oppositions, he said, a great door and effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9, there are many adversaries. A great door and effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. Everyone resisting the reality of that open door in your life goes down finally today. He said, have respect to the covenant of God, because the dark place of the earth, they are full of the habitations of cruelty. Full. Psalm 74 verse 20. Have respect to the covenant, O God, because the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Every form of cruelty that is challenging your destiny crashes finally today. Crashes finally today. And because everything in the kingdom delivers on faith, let your faith come alive. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith as you praise him, so you can quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Believe in the validity of the weapon of faith to disarm and quench all the fiery darts of the devil, and praise your way to your heritage of triumph. You are a candidate for supernatural triumph. You are born to overcome, not to be overcome. And so today, everything that is sitting on your destiny in any form has no choice but give up on you. Is somebody excited today? Just before we turn on the switch of high praises, I'd like to invite people that are here this morning that are not born again yet. If you are not born again yet, wherever you are, Jesus said, you must be born again. Ezekiah said, only the living can praise thee as I'm doing today. So praises is only for the living. And whosoever has the Son of God has life. Whosoever has not the Son of God has no life. If you are here in this service this morning and you know that you are not born again yet, Jesus is opening his doors and stretching wide his arms to receive you. So wherever you are, please stand to your feet, and I'll pray with you in a moment. Everyone that wants to give his or her life to Christ, please stand to your feet. God bless you as you stand. He brought you here this morning for a purpose. To bring you back to life and connect you to the fountain of life. God bless us, sister. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. You want to be saved this morning. You want to say yes to Jesus. You want to become a child of God. Just stand to your feet wherever you are. The wider your praise, the greater his manifestation. His Hosanna service, setting the stage for your own Priscilla encounter and connecting with his manifest presence that will deliver your desired testimonies. Someone excited here, shout hallelujah. Everyone appointed to death is getting free today. Everyone whose destiny has been buried is coming back forth alive today. Everyone whose womb has been seized, your womb is released for fruitfulness today. Everyone whose career has been caged, your career is released today. Everyone whose business is being shattered, your business is enjoying supernatural breakthrough today. Everyone whose marital destiny has been buried, your marital destinies are released today. These high praises will culminate in waves of miracle jobs, waves of miracle contracts. Somebody ready to praise the Lord? Now receive a fresh garment of praise right there. Come on, receive it. Pray it, say it now. I receive a fresh garment of praise to celebrate Jesus in the widest form today. Hallelujah. Praise him expectantly. Praise him expectantly. You are engaging one of the greatest weapons in the spirit world. High praises. It will bring your Lazarus out. It will multiply your 5 loaves and 2 fishes. High praises will do anything that God can do. Now let's go. Thank you.
Oh,
Ghana! I'd like you to shout this Hosanna jumping. They say Hosanna in the highest. Not Hosanna standing, but Hosanna jumping. Now, are you ready? Shout a divine manifestation, Hosanna! Come on! Hosanna! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Shout Hosanna! Glory to God! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just the same way they shouted Hosanna, and Jesus came into the temple and flogged out everything buying and selling. Everything buying and selling in your destiny is finally out. Every force that has been tampering with your destiny in any form, all of them have gone down into the sea forever. The host of Egypt that you saw before you came into this service, you see them no more again forever. I decree that every blessing that has dropped for you in this Hosanna session of praise remains permanent in your life. Go check up this week and you'll be told that cancer is gone forever. Check up, you'll be told sickle cell anemia is gone out of your blood system. Go and check up. You'll be told HIV AIDS is no longer there. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive your Priscilla package. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to take this season very serious. It is our spiritual harvest season. Not only of the balance of your restoration package, but of double whatever you had desired before the year began. He said, for your shame you shall have double. Isaiah 61 verse 7. So it is a season of spiritual harvest, of fulfillment of prophecy. It's a season of spiritual harvest, of fulfillment of prophecy. Nobody must ask God anything this week. Just go into high gear praise. Go into high gear praise. Whatever pertains to you in God's divine agenda as a part of this commission shall be gloriously delivered. No sickness or disease is escaping the dagger of this season. No misfortune of any kind will escape the judgment of God. Everything rising up against you will fall for your sake. Every arrow shot at you will return back to the sender. Every gang up against your destiny will be shattered. Every of your mockers, they are turned into mockeries. Every of your mockers, they are turned into mockery. And every of your mockery is turned into glory. Every of your frustration is turned into celebration. This week is declared a week of favor for you. is declared a week of new beginnings for you. This week is declared a turnaround week for you. In the name of Jesus. One of our sons shared a testimony. He's a graduate and couldn't get a job, but was a sales rep, and he was selling maybe Martina or something. But he put the curtain down during our season of praise in that year and danced around it, celebrating God for the kind of thing he was doing. The following day, he carried it on his shoulder and walking through the market. Then an official of that company parked by, and I said, "Hey, you sell this product?" "Yes." "You have a job already." That is favor just turned his story around. I must tell you this, this week, every day of it is declared a day of favor for you. Cut out special time in celebrating God in your night season. Just sing his praises. You like to roll on the floor in your house, it's your house, roll on the floor. Anything you want to do to celebrate God in your newfound madness, go ahead and do it. And I decree that whatever pertains to you that the enemy has been contesting, victory will be supernaturally decided. And it shall be decided in your favor. So fire up your spirit, go through the book Understanding Power of Praise and swim in the testimonies that are there. Go through signs and wonders and swim in the testimonies that are there. It is your turn to have your own double package. Everyone believing God for marriage, this week is declared a week of encounter with favor. Everyone believing God for miracle children, your next pregnancy test shall be declared positive. Everyone looking for a job, you are returning next Sunday with your miracle job in your hand. So shall it be. It's our season of praise, and it's always a most dramatic season in our commission. So engage fully with your spirit actively involved in celebrating his majesty, and watch how he keeps turning everything in your favor. Jesus is Lord. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? The Shiloh expectation form is to be brought when you're coming into Shiloh, packaged in an envelope neatly, and then addressed to His Majesty. And we shall be placing that in the Ark of Testimony as our custom is. And everybody, we have full harvest of His expectations. And God is able to do exceedingly more abundantly above all you are able to ask or think. God will go lead you into realms of positive surprises. Are you blessed today? Shout hallelujah! Young children who are here, students in Faith Academy, those in Covenant University who are here today, God is plugging you into the lifeline of life. So take advantage of this season to secure your future. You become unarrestable and unassaultable with divine presence. What praise does is to clothe you upon with his presence. So ritual killers can assess you. Robbers can harass you. Accident come and handle you. You simply live above them. And that is your portion in the name of Jesus. Lift up those hands as we close. Give God thanks again for your life. See the week ahead of you. This new week is a week of wonders. This new week is a week of wonders. This new week is a week of wonders. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Please let all provincial pastors, associate pastors, district pastors take note of their meeting at the end of the third service for very special briefing. Lift up those two hands. Go in peace. Continue to enjoy and experience His tangible grace in every aspect of your life. This month shall be your best month ever since you were born. This week shall mark the beginning of a new dawn in your life. There shall be no weeping or mourning in your family. It is declared a month of superlative testimonies. You hear only good news from every corner. Good news from your parents. Good news from your children. Good news from your brothers and sisters. Good news from your spouses. Good news from your businesses. Good news from your careers. It shall be good news on every side for you. In the name of Jesus. No one living today will be found in the grave by the end of this year. Everyone alive today will still be alive if Jesus tarries the first Sunday of November 2011. Everyone appointed to death, that appointment is canceled forever. No accident on your way this week. No mishap in your home this week. In Jesus' name. One here shall bury his children. You will not bury your grandchildren. The blessings of your father is on your head today. You are declared indestructible today. Thank you, Lord. My heart just blesses you. And I know this week will be a week with a difference. You'll be running from favor into favor. You'll be running from testimonies into testimony. Everything stagnated in anyone's life is released right now.
David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come, hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Ota,